Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a massive year-end bill that includes both a $900 billion coronavirus aid package as well as a $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. The Senate must now approve the measure before midnight deadline expires to keep the U.S. government funded. Officials at the White House have said President Trump will sign the legislation. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. A previous round of $1,200 stimulus payments was included in a much larger coronavirus relief bill back in March. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. Well, U.S. President-elect Biden and his wife Jill received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the U.S. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline health workers and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable populations before expanding to others. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus back in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. South African health officials say a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the new numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant known as 501B2 appears to be more infectious than the original virus. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strain, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted the South African government rather to impose tighter lockdown restrictions, including beach closings and limited days and hours for alcohol sales. South Africa has recorded more than 920,000 coronavirus cases and some 24,691 deaths, according to numbers posted by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center late Monday. European Union and British negotiators remained in Brussels with talks still blocked over the right of European crews to continue fishing and provisioning in Britain waters, as well as concerns over fair trade rules. Without a deal, Britain's link to the European Union's end at midnight on December 31st with a new tariff barrier that will sharpen the big shock of unraveling a half century of EU membership. A Sunday deadline set by the European Parliament expired without an agreement being found, leaving no time for lawmakers to ratify an eventual deal before January the 1st. Pakistan on Monday cautioned rival India against any military aggression, saying it could spiral into a neutral, destructive final battle between the nuclear-armed South Asian neighbors. The warning by Pakistani Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmad comes a day after his government formally alleged in a letter to the United Nations that New Delhi is planning a staged cross-border attack. The Indian government has not commented on Pakistani charges that was plotting a military assault against the country. The U.S. State Department issued additional visa restrictions on Chinese officials suspected of human rights abuses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the visa restrictions affect Chinese officials who the United States believes are responsible for or complicit in repressing religious, spiritual practitioners, members of ethnic minority groups, dissidents, human rights defenders, journalists, and others. Pompeo said families of targeted individuals could also face visa restrictions. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.